And 6:06, it is clear, 67 degrees this morning in Tulsa. We're headed to 91 for a high today. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. Tulsa Republican County Commissioners are getting their hands slapped with a censure from the party leadership. The GOP committee voted to censure Commissioners John Smoligo and Fred Perry for voting to place the Vision 2 question on the November ballot. A news release from the party says Republicans are opposed to government intervention into private business. Meanwhile, the next step in naming county projects for the Vision 2 tax extension will be at the courthouse on September 10th.
Tulsa County leaders defer action on a resolution listing projects to be included on the Vision 2 tax extension. Commission Chairman John Smoligo says they won't list specific projects until after a public hearing next month.
Giving an opportunity for us to get back together for a third time, for a third public hearing on the county's projects, and have a discussion then.
The vote designating county projects is expected September 10th. Whether to extend the Vision tax to pay for those projects and others brought forward by cities will be decided by voters on the November 6th ballot. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Jury selection resumes this morning in Tulsa County District Court for Tariko Bethel. He is charged with carrying out the murder for hire of Tulsa businessman Neil Sweeney. Now, security is extremely tight at the courthouse for this trial. There have been reportedly death threats made against the district attorney and a homicide detective. Owosso gets its first compressed natural gas service station. It is located on Main Street in Owosso, just about a block from the Owosso City Hall. Tulsa Gas Technologies President Tom Sewell says Oklahoma is leading the way in CNG conversion.
You know, we have everything right here in the Tulsa, Northeast Oklahoma area to continue building these stations. We've been sending these stations all over the world for 23 years from right here, and now it's starting to come home.
The station is located in a replica of a 1920s Shell station that was located on Owosso's Main Street until it was demolished back in 1974. A bridge collapse has forced the closure of a road in Grant County. The bridge on Jackson Road collapsed east of Medford when a piece of heavy equipment tried to cross it. A sheriff's dispatcher says the equipment exceeded the 6-ton weight limit for that bridge. Well, the rain in Tulsa over the weekend, not enough to cancel the statewide burn ban. Deputy Emergency Management Director Jamie Ott says conditions have not changed enough to make a difference.
In the last 5 days, we received just a little over half inch of rain, which is not very much. The northern part of the county around Skytook received less than that. The rainfall for this week is not any better. We're at level 4, which is exceptional drought, 3/4 of the county. You know, we're still needing more rain before we get out of the burn ban.
A statewide burn ban issued by the governor will continue. The fire danger increases later this week. Well, sounding familiar themes, Oklahoma Senator Jim Inhofe goes before a breakfast meeting of the State Chamber of Commerce. The meeting was held here in Tulsa. He lashed out at the Obama administration over what he called the EPA's overregulation of industry, in particular, the energy sector.
Can be totally independent of Hugo Chavez, of the Middle East, of anyone else, and that's a national security issue.
Inhofe serves on the Senate's Environmental and Public Works Committee. Our weather forecast, sunny and hot today, a high of 91. It'll be clear and mild tonight, 65 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 92. And on Thursday, sunshine and a little milder, a high of 87. National Weather Service radar shows a few sprinkles this morning just to the southwest of Oklahoma City. It is clear in Tulsa at 610, 67 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.